This goes to Dr. Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Garla, G-A-R-L-A, Zelinsky, Z-E-L-I-N-S-K-I, date of birth 12-2-1937. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Zelinsky with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, secondary to interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors in 2014, which caused acute renal failure and subsequently stabilized and improved after discontinuing the proton pump inhibitors. She has continued to have very high blood pressure that's been very high in our offices, but she states that it's much more controlled at home, and she does check it regularly, and she gets readings of 130s to 140s over 60s to 70s when she checks it at home. No headaches or dizziness, no visual changes, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Her main complaint is severe fatigue, and she does have minimal stable edema of the lower extremities. Also some tan-colored discoloration of her ankles and upper feet, and she wanted me to check that and see if her circulation is stable or good at this time. She does complain of some numbness on the soles of her feet intermittently. Medications, she's on Norvasc, 5 milligrams twice a day. She takes eye vitamins twice a day. Tylenol is rarely used, 500 milligrams once daily if needed for pain. Zinc is 25 milligrams daily. Vitamin D3 is 5,000 units daily. Synthroid is 50 micrograms daily. And no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, weight 140 pounds. This is stable. Pulse is 79. Blood pressure in the office, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160/60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. She does have 1+ edema of feet and ankles bilaterally. Pedal pulses are brisk, 2+, and capillary refill is 2 seconds. All toes and feet and ankles and soles of feet are warm. She does have some discoloration of the ankle. It's patchy and spotty, and the top of the foot is somewhat discolored, sort of a light brown to tan. She states that has been like that for many years, actually. But there's no evidence currently of decreased circulation in the feet. And she doesn't have activity intolerance, although she really isn't very active either. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 28th, 2026. Her creatinine is 1.2. Estimated GFR is 44. She does fluctuate between 1.1 and 1.2 when we check her creatinine levels. Calcium 9.7, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.8, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.9, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. With fluctuating but stable creatinine levels, the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently not at goal in the office, but reportedly better when she takes it at home, 130 to 140 over 60 to 70. She will be talking to Dr. Krepostman about that within the next week. She's also going to mention her severe chronic fatigue that just doesn't seem to get better. She does not sleep well either and is up every 2 hours to use the bathroom to urinate, she is able to fall back asleep, but it really has very disrupted sleep from the nocturia. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.